Bartlesville Athletic Director Tim Bart. Coach Bart, hard to believe it's 42 degrees outside.
Yeah, now I'm glad we played last night. If the high's going to be 60, I got kind of cold last night. But I think fall is definitely here now.
Yeah, it took a little bit, but we got fall-like temperatures and some fall sports. As Coach Bart mentioned, Bartlesville football team was in action last night at Bixby, back-to-back defending 6A2 state champions. Bruins were able to knock off the Spartans in 2015 on the road. And Coach Bart, looked like we were going to have a ball game early, a one-score game, a two-score game with just a 2 minutes left in the second quarter. Bartlesville had the football, but kind of comparable to the Muskogee game for the Bruin football team, had a couple turnovers in a row and the wheels kind of fell off all of a sudden.
Yeah, I mean, the score, a couple of breaks here and there and it's a different game. And that's, I mean, yeah, they scored 62 points and we lost by, a large margin. But had we controlled the ball, had we not lost it, momentum changes and shifts. Our kids play with more confidence. Who knows what happened? But, and those things happen in high school sports. But, we started the game on a great drive, and we stalled out down about their 30 or 40, and then it kind of, they score a one play 80-yard pass, and it kind of, the dam broke, and it was downhill for the Bruins.
Bixby has some really talented guys on the offensive side of the football. Tanner Griffin, their starting quarterback, is an Oklahoma State baseball commit. And you mentioned that 80-yard touchdown pass. He threw that one perfectly to their leading wide receiver, who made a one-handed catch with Easton Hammonds draped all over the backside of him. And that play was kind of indicative of the kind of night that Bixby can have, especially in offense, because that's a really talented football team, obviously. A lot of guys back from a team that has won two straight 6A2 state championships.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the scores from last night, Booker T. Washington upset Sand Springs, who's rated number one. So you've got, those four teams and beating up on each other. Sand Springs beats Muskogee, Muskogee beats Bixby, now Booker T. beats Sand Springs. So it's a very, it's a tough district, which we're a part of. And now our backs are against the wall. We have three remaining games with Booker T. and Sand Springs. And it's two must wins if we are going to have any hope at all to stay alive and make the playoffs.
Yep, Sand Springs comes to Custer Stadium a week from tonight. That'll be senior night at Custer Stadium. So hopefully people can come out and see a few great seniors that have played terrific careers for the football team with Bartlesville High School. And that'll be a 7 o'clock kickoff from Custer. And perhaps probably the last chance to see the Bruins play in Bartlesville. So I know senior night's always a special night, and we can talk about that more next week, of course. But would be nice to see a lot of people come out. And like you said, the temperatures are starting to cool off. So should be a great night for high school football, probably.
Our gates have been outstanding this year, and our fans have supported, which that's what makes Bartlesville such a special community and a great place to coach in is the fan support and the community support. But, it is a great time to honor and thank our seniors for outstanding careers and representing our community and our school district with pride. And I would love to see the stands packed for them as they play home one last time. And you got to remember, I still remember some of my games, and you guys will remember this for the rest of their lives. And these are special memories and moments in their lives. And I sure hope we pack Custer Stadium out for them.
Outside of football, and we maybe can get back around to the football Bruins, but obviously a big meet for the Bartlesville cross-country teams tomorrow morning. Both the boys and the girls going to be at Mohawk Park down in Tulsa for the 6A regionals. That's 7 days in front of state, and I know that we expect both the Bruins and Lady Bruins to do rather well and almost have this as kind of like a tune-up before the state competition in 8 days.
Yeah, and both of them are coming off conference championships that was held down at Bacon College in Muskogee last week. And, I believe we're healthy and ready to go. And like you said, that's Saturday at noon in Mohawk Park. You do have to qualify regionals to make state. It's something, you know, so there's still some teams fighting for a state tournament berth as the favorite, and definitely the girls, and probably the boys coming off the conference championship, which our conference usually fares very well at the state competition from the east side. So it'll be fun to watch it. It'll be cooler weather. Athletes, I know the runners love this type of weather. They like a little bite that keeps them fresh, and they don't get, kind of washed out in the paddock, as we say. They don't get all wet and nervous and so hot and humid that they can't run. And so they're excited, and I can't wait till tomorrow to watch them perform and see how we stack up with the east side of the state.
A little bit warmer tomorrow. It will be a high of 77, it looks like, in Tulsa for tomorrow. So they'll probably be in the 50s, perhaps, when that thing kicks off. Maybe even the 60s once you get into that 12 o'clock hour, since they run a little bit later than some of those other classifications that'll be down at Mohawk Park in Tulsa for the 6A regionals. Obviously, still some winter sports practices going on. We're still several weeks away from the start of playing basketball games or anything like that, but I know that Coach Bynum and Coach Stewart, girls and boys basketball for Bartlesville, have been working the past few weeks with the players they have out there. Coach Bynum, I know, has the majority of her kind of main crew that she'll have playing varsity with her in practice. I know Coach Stewart, kind of a different story because of a lot of football guys.
Yeah, that's true. I know that the girls are hampered a little bit with some summer injuries. Had a couple girls had some surgeries over the summer, and they're still not fully released. But as you said, the majority of their players are in the gym, or if not all of their players. And on the boys' side, they probably got three or four, maybe starters. I know they got probably four or five actual players that are playing football. So they'll give them a time to when football season's over. Now, November 1st, per the rules, the boys can start scrimmaging. They're allowed six scrimmage contests. And so I know once football is over, they'll use that time to practice and try to get some scrimmages in up until that first game.
You were talking about some of the football guys that'll probably start in basketball. A.J. Archambault, one of those guys. And when you were talking about Coach Stewart not having some of his starters in practice, I was thinking, well, it's nice that for the most part everyone has stayed healthy basketball wise but I kind of had a flashback to a play last night against Bixby, and I'm sure you remember it as well. Archambault, who's also a punter for Bartlesville, tried to run it on kind of a fake punt. He does that at times from the punting position. He'll try to run it for a first down on a fourth down play. He got really helicoptered down hard. I think that was in the first half still for the Bruins, and he popped right back up and was just fine. But I was thinking as he was getting – he's a tough fella because he got hit pretty hard by a couple different guys and spun around. Reminded me of that hit, if anyone's familiar with Bedlam, that Landry Jones took right at the goal line at Boone Pickens Stadium. I think that was in 2008. That's a replay people will show a lot when they jump up into the air to try to get it, and they're hit by one guy and bounces off another, and he really got spun down hard and popped right back up like it was nothing.
He's a tough kid, so, I mean, that didn't surprise me at all with AJ, as tough as he is and a competitor he is. But, you know, as a coach of another sport, you sure do get nervous to hold your breath every time one of those plays, because as we are in all sports, we're just not deep enough to overcome somebody like AJ's ability if he was to get hurt. But, it's just part of being an athlete and playing, and those are part of the game, but we've been very fortunate in the past not to have a lot of those injuries that really hurt us. But like I said, when I was coaching basketball over those years, I would hold my breath if we can just get through the season of football and no one get hurt.
Now, Coach Bart is a Dodgers fan, and I know you didn't get a chance to watch the game last night because you were in Bixby, but L.A. now facing elimination, and they're going to go up against two of the toughest pitchers that the Cubs have at Wrigley Field, down 3-2, need to win 2 in a row to advance. But doesn't it seem like it might happen, knowing the way that Chicago has been the last 60 years or whatever? It's almost like it's set up for Chicago to fail, it seems like to me.
Well, there's no doubt Chicago's probably the best team in baseball right now because they're pitching. I mean, there's no off days. They don't have, you know, they've got six or seven pitchers that will start in any club in baseball. The good thing is the Dodgers will be throwing the best pitcher in baseball with Kershaw tonight in game six, and then probably come back with Ridge Hill, who the Cubs had a hard time hitting last time. They blanked them both games. And the Dodgers did win one at Wrigley, the opening game two of the series or whatever. So it's not over. Backs against the wall. Lackey was really good, and it seems like Dodgers bats fell asleep, didn't score a run the last two games, or got one run. And the Cubs are so explosive. You know, went from a 3-1 game. Okay, there's a lot of game left. Next thing you know, it's 8-1. And Dodgers will definitely have their hands full, but it'll be interesting to see how Kershaw throws. I know he's thrown a lot in this series, picking up a save against the Nationals, and then but he didn't throw very many pitches the last game. You know, he got through the seventh or eighth inning, and he only threw like 60 pitches. It was crazy. But it's fun. It's a good series. It's exciting. I know there's a lot of people who want the Cubs in Cleveland, especially if you live in that area. They're really close, within 2 hours of each other. It reminds me of the old Royals and Cardinals series. So for once, the Dodgers are a big underdog.
Can you imagine how nervous Wrigley Field would be on Sunday if Kershaw were able to win tomorrow? That would be a group of about 30,000 of probably the most nervous people on the planet. That would be an interesting atmosphere.
So they're the, I guess the Cubs are the longest, 1908?
Yeah, 1908. I read today that there has not been a professional franchise that has gone longer in between winning a championship than the Cubs have since they last played for one, and that was in 1945.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah,
but you're right. I mean, they are going to be tomorrow night. They'll be pumped up and excited because they're 3-2. But if he gets 3-3, things will get a little tight in Chicago.
Yeah, I think so too. Coach Bart, appreciate it. We'll talk with you again next week.
Thanks a lot, Evan.
For residential and commercial plumbing, call Mason's Plumbing, where serving you is their priority. This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM K227 CQ Bartlesville.
Long. WikiLeaks now says that it's got a surprise for Tim Kaine and for Donna Brazile, who's already fending off accusations.